from Everbank Field in Jacksonville. This is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And we welcome you inside the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. This is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Plenty to get to today. Kelly Skipper, new running backs coach for the Jaguars, joining us in studio. A little Super Bowl reaction. There was a game on Sunday. We'll talk about that. And another rousing edition of This or That is on tap with Brian Sexton and John Osier. You can get in on the show at Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jags Voice. And we welcome in the running backs coach for the Jaguars, Kelly Skipper. It's great to have you. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
This has been quite a whirlwind for you. I mean, coming in, you've been in Oakland for a while now, and now having to change environments, coming with Greg over here to Jacksonville. First time in a long time on the East Coast for you, right?
Yeah, it's my first time being on the East Coast. I've lived on the West Coast most of my life. But I have moved around a little bit because of my father coaching in the NFL. Right. So I've been a lot of different cities. But, it's great to be here. I can't wait to get going.
And it is a family affair. Your dad's up the road in Carolina, and your brother's just down the road, but an hour away in Gainesville now. So that's family visits, right?
No, it's nice to have family close by, get in the car and, drive, get there 5 hours up to Carolina, an hour to Gainesville. So it's great. My family's looking forward to moving here.
We'll get to some specifics, but you obviously grew up in this. You grew up around coaching. What does that give you in terms of a perspective on the profession? You sort of know that there's going to be, times you're moving, and this is sort of the life you chose, right?
Right. I've been fortunate, have my father coaching. I was able to see everything develop. He didn't pressure me into getting in coaching, mm-hmm. but I felt I wanted to be close to the game and give back to players. And, it's just good to see guys be successful.
Do you learn that there's going to be ups and downs in this profession in terms of week to week, year to year? I mean, that's something, if you live in the house with a coach, you're going to figure that out pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, you take losing very hard, know what I mean? So you saw how, my father handled that, being, even keeled. And so I learned from that, there's going to be some pressure, there's going to be some mood changes and that type of thing. But I think I learned a lot, and I'm able to adjust to it. I told my wife when we got married that we're going to move around a little bit. It's kind of part of the profession. But, do a good job, and we'll be here for a while. And I was fortunate to be in Oakland for 8 years.
Are you a Twitter guy online and all that stuff?
No, I really haven't gotten into the Twitter yet.
Well, a lot of folks around here are. We'll take some questions from Twitter today. This is from @JW Greenbaum. If you could sum up your philosophy regarding how to build a successful running game, what would it be? What's your philosophy?
Well, I think as far as, a position coach, my philosophy is – treat your players like family, where they can trust and cooperate with you. I think you can motivate a player to do a lot of different things. And I think, the goal is always to be to try to develop a complete running back.
And some people think that the running style of a player, a guy can run. But is your job more to make sure the back understands the scheme, understands blocking techniques, understands – I guess where he fits in the big picture of the offense is that?
Right. And here we're fortunate to have a lot of different styles, got some versatility at the running back position. And so, you got to look at their strengths and weaknesses, and you always want to try to build towards being a complete back. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple players that are, transitioning to the position. So you got to start with the basics, how to, get in a stance, how to carry a football. Those type of basic things are the foundation of all the fundamentals and techniques that you need to teach. And so starting with that, that's how you work in developing a player to be a complete running back.